Well, welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 348 for November 2nd, 2014. And your hosts for the show are Barry Kantz and Laureen Romero. And I'm Barry Kantz, your host and producer of the show. And the Home Base Travel Agent Show has been around for about 9 years now. A little more than 9 years, actually. And we've been providing information for the travel trade all along that period of time. We're one of the longest-running travel shows on the internet. And the information that we provide about the products and services, the guests that are highlighted in our shows are there because we feel they are valuable for you. And I want to say that we receive no compensation for our guests or their companies for being on our show. This is a show that's all about you, the listener, the travel agent, the home-based travel agent. The show is about you, and we've always been about the home-based travel agent and the travel trade. And I want to say the Home-Based Travel Agent Show is a proud affiliate of the National Association of Career Travel Agents. And if you haven't already, make a visit to our website at hometravelagent.net, and you can let me know what you think, give me suggestions, or just ask questions, which is fine. And you can do all that by emailing me at barry@hometravelagent.net. Oh, and if you're visiting the website, by the way, you can leave comments on the show notes, and you can sign up to receive the show notes via email right there on the website. But any way you choose, I always look forward to hearing from our listeners, and I want to thank you for being a listener to the Home-Base Travel Agent Show. We really appreciate it. Okay, Laureen is not with us this week. She's attending the NACTA conference in Phoenix, Arizona. And what we tried to do is we tried to schedule an interview from the conference this week, but our schedules never really meshed. So what I'm doing, I'm bringing you an installment of Travel Business 101. Now this is the first installment of Travel Business 101, and my goal with this is to include Travel Business 101 topics in future installments of the show. And that will be between the shows featuring our guests. So look for Travel Business 101 on occasion from the Home-Based Travel Agent Show, and I look forward to doing that. Our first topic is about your presence on the web. And why? Why is your website so important? And what should your website do for your business? I want to explore these questions, and the way I'm going to do that is start out with a few more related questions. Questions to you. And first of all, ask yourself, when you're thinking about your website, what business am I in? Now, are you in the business of selling travel over the internet? Now, if that's what you're thinking, well, I suggest you might rethink that business strategy. Unless, maybe, you are Expedia or Travelocity. How are you going to compete with Expedia and Travelocity? Now, do you have millions of dollars to invest in website development and promotion? I know I don't. Not even close. And I kind of think that you probably don't either. So really, how popular is your website if you have a website right now? Is it getting 50,000, 60,000 page views a month? You know, I doubt it. I haven't seen many web pages that'll do that. Especially when those are web pages that are from a small business, like most of us have. I don't think you're getting that kind of traffic. You know, I did a quick Google search for travel agent and travel consultant and found that travel agent came up with 11,100,000 results. And travel consultant came back with 5,100,000 hits. Now you have to consider that's a pretty crowded playing field. And it's going to be very difficult to stand out above the crowd with those kinds of numbers. Now, at this point, you may be asking the question, well, why do I even need a website if I'm not selling travel on the web? You know, you're not competing with Expedia and Travelocity. Is the web really the place to sell travel? Again, you're not going to stand out in that Google search. And I don't care how much people advertise to you about SEO. It's just not going to work out that well. Now, the answer to this question is that you do absolutely need a website. But you have to understand that your website is selling you. And I want to capitalize that. It's selling you first and then travel. Your website is a credibility machine. Keep that in mind. Your website is a credibility machine. As a travel consultant, and I'm sure you're all aware of this, you're selling personal service delivered with in-depth product knowledge. This is what you're selling. This is something Expedia and Travelocity can't sell. They can't sell that personal service and that in-depth knowledge that you have. You are out there. You get to know your clients. You get to know your clients in a way that these big box websites have no hope of achieving. This is what you're selling. Personal service coupled with in-depth knowledge of your customer and your product. This is what your website should be saying about you. Now, the fact is that almost all travel consultant clients will do some preliminary research on the web about their dream vacation. They're going to do some websites, they're going to do some research before they come to you. They're going to come to you after this preliminary research is completed. Now, why do they come to you? Again, because you offer service, you offer credibility, and you have in-depth knowledge that they're willing to pay for. Now, if they're simply looking for the best price, it's likely they're going to purchase their dream vacation on the web anyhow. Several years ago on this show, in an interview that we had on the Home-Based Travel Agent show, Scott Kepf, a pretty well-known person in the travel trade business, made a statement, and the statement stuck with me ever since. He said, if you're home-based, you're a home waste. Now, what he was saying is that you have to make personal connections with your potential clients. To do that, you have to get out of the house, meet people, network, join organizations. In essence, you got to get out of the house, you have to let people get to know you, and you have to let people know what you do. Those potential clients need to become familiar with you and your business, and you have to establish credibility with them. So how does your website fit into all this? Well, it fits because your website should help establish your credibility. One of the first things a potential client is going to do after they meet you in person, and after you give them your business card, they're going to go to your website. And your website should be the primary, well, you should be the primary way that you establish credibility. But your website goes a long way to help you with that, to help you establish that credibility. And the way you do it is on that front page, on your home page, you want client testimonials, first and foremost. And then secondly, you want to help your website visitors get to know you and get to like you. Now, the client testimonials are best accomplished by a video of the actual client telling everyone, you know, what a great time they had on the trip that they booked with you, and comments them exclaiming that they really experienced great customer service from you and that you have great product knowledge. You know, the best thing is to have this as a video, again, on your website. That actual client there talking about you and your service and what a great job you did for them. Now, if you don't have a video, you can put in some actual comments from your clients, of course, with their permission. And if your clients send you a handwritten letter, well, include a photograph to that letter. Actually, put a photograph to that letter, maybe link to it from the comments that you place on the website, so that your visitors can actually see that someone took the time to write you a letter. It's just not something that you're throwing up on your website, that these comments actually exist. Now, the testimonials should stand out on your homepage, along with a photograph of you working with your clients, or maybe a photo of you working at your desk. A portrait shot is mundane. What you want to have are action photos of you at work, ideally with you at work working with clients. And your homepage should talk about your areas of specialization. You know, you might specialize in Caribbean cruises, honeymoons, maybe family vacations, or riverboat cruises, or whatever you specialize in. But remember, you are selling you with your website. Now, it's okay to have links to areas of your specialization that allow visitors to perhaps drill deeper for more information about your travel products, but always keep in mind that website is selling you. It's establishing your credibility. Below the fold on your website, and this is the area where visitors have to scroll down to get to, you might want to include a personal photo, maybe a photo of you with your family or a photo with you and your dog. And why do you do that? Because you want to make a personal connection with those potential clients. And these personal photos helps you make that connection. And of course, you'll want to include your contact information on the front page. Maybe a contact form, a number, a telephone number, an email link, or all the above. Now, one of the things you don't want to do, and this absolutely turns people off, I know it turns me off, is that when I visit a website and it has any kind of audio or video that plays automatically, you know, when I go to those websites, I'm going to click right out of it. I'm not sticking around. You know, this type of website is too much in your face, and you don't want to do that. Now, at this point, you may say, well, but Barry, I have a turnkey website provided by maybe somebody like Online Agency or Passport Online or Agent Studio. And I took a look at these turnkey websites, and I found that their primary emphasis is, again, selling the travel product and not selling you. Now, you may want to contact your turnkey web provider and ask them if they can customize your homepage in a way that I've discussed here. And from what I've seen when I did the research on these three turnkey solutions, Online Agency, Passport Online, and Agent Studio, it looks like they do a great job. But again, they're selling the product, and you have to keep in mind what you are selling is you and your service. You can't compete with the big box travel sellers. Now, some of these turnkey sellers may be able to customize a front page for you, the first page that a web visitor goes to, and they can customize that maybe in a way that we've talked about here. And then from there, they can link, go deeper and link to the products. If not, and maybe you're satisfied with what they offer, then maybe you should consider obtaining your own domain name and creating a primary website, maybe using a tool such as WordPress. And you know, with the right theme, you can do all the self-promotion we're talking about here. And when you get that homepage developed with this type of promotion, with this type of credibility page that you're developing, then you can link to your turnkey solution where clients can find out more about your travel products. Once again, and I can't stress this enough, if you're focused on the travel product, you're really competing with Travelocity, Expedia, and the other big boys. And we're not equipped to do that, at least most of us aren't. You're selling yourself, you're selling your credibility, your service, your expertise. This is what your website should focus on. Well, I hope this is helpful for you and you've taken away some food for thought. And in future episodes where the focus is Travel Business 101, I want to talk about how to obtain your own domain name and how to set up a website using WordPress. But in the meantime, Lorraine's putting together another great interview that we're going to have on the Home-Based Travel Agent Show in the next 2 or 3 weeks. And I hope you have an opportunity to listen to that show as well. And remember, you can always connect with me at Barry at hometravelagent.net or on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, all small letters, all the initials of Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And until next time, I hope everyone has safe travels. Stay healthy. We'll see you in a few weeks. Take care now. Bye-bye.